Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Word of God, word of life. We will read portions of Psalm 104 responsively. "How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms too many to number, things both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro, and Leviathan, which you made for the sport of it. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your Spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God, while I have my need.
May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah.
The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discernment of the spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these were activated by the one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
According to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the religious leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you may be seated. Pentecost. Many understand this day as the festival of the Holy Spirit. Many talk about this day as the birthday of the church. Interestingly, careful readers of Scripture notice that the Holy Spirit, by various names, has shown up from the very beginning. The church hears more about that next Sunday, as with the festival of Holy Trinity. The first chapter of the first book of the Bible, Genesis, tells us that Ruach, the wind, the breath, the Spirit, participated in the original creation event. The Spirit of God lit on various agents of God throughout the Hebrew Scriptures. Certainly today does not represent the coming of the Holy Spirit unless people ignore all the evidence. So what makes this day different? In addition, Pentecost, the 50th day, pre-existed that great light and sound show the disciples witnessed. On the 50th day after the Passover, Jewish people from around all the world gathered in Jerusalem. This Pentecost gathering provides a backdrop, indeed, an event where all those places with names people can hardly pronounce today have come together. The whole world. No, in reality, the Jewish festival of Pentecost provides a stage upon which the disciples boldly exercise their call in whole new ways. That this day focuses on the movement and activity of the Holy Spirit makes absolute sense. You guys are getting weary here. Jesus had told his disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit. Jesus had promised the coming Holy Spirit as an advocate, as a teacher who would stand beside the disciples. This teacher would reveal to those disciples all the things that they could not bear to learn during his ministry with them. This Holy Spirit would empower those disciples to do greater things than they had witnessed in Jesus. So on the face of it, all those ways that people talk about Pentecost are not wrong. Perhaps, though, they don't go deep enough. In the Small Catechism, Martin Luther names the Holy Spirit as the agent who calls, gathers, enlightens, makes holy, and keeps believers in the true faith. The Holy Spirit works within and around people to reveal God. And today, through the Scriptures, the church hears that pattern that Luther described. According to John's Gospel, on the night of the resurrection, the disciples had locked themselves away in fear. One might wonder two things. Did the life of the church begin on that fateful Pentecost day? Or might the church begin when Jesus showed up after his resurrection? Check it out. The disciples had locked themselves away for fear of the powers out there. They feared religious authorities. They feared government authorities. They had a whole lot of generalized fear born of the confusion of that whole weekend. And Jesus shows up. Jesus speaks peace. Indeed, blesses them with peace. Then he breathes on them. Some hear that as a moment of new creation. Remember that breath, wind, Spirit of God, that Genesis creation? Jesus sends the disciples out as he was sent out by the Creator. Jesus calls those newly minted apostles to send out into the world to receive the Holy Spirit. This Spirit brings peace. This Spirit brings joy. Remember how the disciples experienced joy at recognizing Jesus among them? This Spirit gives mission. All of this follows what Jesus described and taught. So when the author of Luke and Acts tells the story of Pentecost, that 50th day after the Passover, it makes sense that the Holy Spirit plays a huge role. First, Jesus has told them to go and wait for the Holy Spirit. More so, this Spirit calls the disciples to proclaim the good news. Theirs is not a timid and fearful articulation of the good news. No, their articulation comes in full-throated form. Clearly, it was not allergy season. People experience amazement. And somehow, those apostles both speak in every language of people gathered, and every person gathered understands in their own language. This experience so disorients that people believe those apostles to be drunk. But Peter begins preaching, and his proclamation begins weaving together the events of the past 50 days and along with the story of faith that has been handed down for millennia. He uses the words of a prophet, of Joel, to name fulfillment of prophecy in this event. Called, gathered, enlightened, made holy, and kept in faith. And much later, when Paul writes to the congregation in Corinth, he reminds them of the foundation of their faith. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Paul then proceeds to articulate the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit to a people who have struggled to make sense of faith and of living together as the church. For what it matters, the word they used for themselves as church roughly translates the called out ones. Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, continues to call people out in love for ministry, for proclamation, for so much more. And Paul points out that everyone has different gifts and abilities by the same Spirit. Everyone focuses differently by the same Spirit. That Spirit acts in them for the common good. What Paul says here, he follows with that great wedding chapter. You know, the love chapter. As much as that message serves in marriage services, Paul writes those words to the church, to the called out ones. What the Spirit is doing here is for the sake of loving one another so selflessly that God's revelation becomes manifest. Even today, many people yearn for Pentecost moments. In those moments, the movement and activity of the Holy Spirit presents itself so vividly, so undeniably, that people struggle to explain it away. Today, one of the campus ministry participants will be baptized at the late service at Calvary Episcopal downtown. The movement and activity of the Holy Spirit, the loving proclamation of Jesus Christ and God's love through that ministry to college students, through Reverend Josh, reads as Spirit activity with clarity for those with eyes to see. Similarly, for so many, the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit presents itself less clearly. They best recognize the Holy Spirit in hindsight or with a little delay. It's kind of like that young member of the congregation who saw their pastor out of context. "Hey, pastor, I saw you standing on the sidewalk, on the street as we drove by." But recognition took a few moments. It took a few blocks of riding in the car beyond that experience for the sight to lock in. Hey, that was Pastor. Perhaps witnessing the Holy Spirit can be a bit like that. On this Pentecost Sunday, my prayer is that all faithful people so experience the presence of the Holy Spirit that they have both immediate recognition and continually emerging perception. May this congregation continue to grow in peace, even as the people of St. Andrews go boldly out into the world, sharing the good news of God's love and grace and forgiveness and new life. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrews Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's SaintAndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.